This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I'm going to grant you this one time. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
You may not want to, but go ahead. Just go ahead.
Has that been confirmed, Kang?
According to Jason Beck of MLB.com.
We get to use a breaking news sounder again.
Right, yeah. This is
the second time today because this is a huge breaking news story.
Plus, we got our boy Fennec doing this too. Oh.
According to Jason Beck, MLB.com, the Tigers just announced that Michael Fulmer has been recommended for Tommy John surgery after undergoing MRI and consulting with Dr. James Andrews. He's seeking a third opinion.
Third opinion. This is the second opinion. Mm-hmm. So all the talk last week, was it last week or was it Monday? Or I know it was last week when they were saying regarding Fulmer and they're working on his delivery. His mechanics of his delivery, because he had the surgery on the legs or on his knee or whatever it was, that's what it was, right? It was mechanics.
Yep.
So was that a smokescreen or is this a new development that he hurt his arm while doing that? Because remember, it was Friday. Friday they said he was throwing and he was working. He was working off the mound and working on his mechanics in the backfield.
Here's the problem, all right? There's something that's really, really difficult to deal with if you're a team or a fan or whatever, and that is predictability of injury. Michael Fulmer, there have been people that have studied, and I don't get the science behind it, all right? But I trust the original source that came to me with this 2 years ago and said Fulmer's delivery is one that there's a high likelihood of him having arm problems. He's already had one arm event, as they put it. That was when he was with the Mets. And now it's happened. And is it predictable? It's not predictable, but there's certainly guys that are more likely to have reoccurrences than others. And this was based upon his delivery. And I don't get it, Gator. When I watched Michael Fulmer deliver a baseball, I thought his windup looked effortless. But apparently whatever he was doing was one that led to high stress on the arm. And this led to me doing something I would never, ever do. And this was 2 years ago, calling for them to trade him when he had market value. This isn't I knew it because I didn't know it. Other people in the game said it was that work in baseball for a living told me this is a possibility that's more likely with Fulmer than it is with others. This sucks. This is blood rush out of your head lame. And it's not even about this year. Big whoop if he misses this year.
Right.
It's what he's ever going to be anything close to what he could have been.
Well, and I mean, the thing with Tommy John surgeries is pitchers come back from it a lot sooner than they used to, and they come back better in some cases. I'm not holding out any hope. I've kind of like lost hope. And this has been a roller coaster ride with him from the moment that he came on the scene with the Tigers because he was so good early. He was rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Tigers were in sell mode, as they were a couple years ago, and people saw that this was coming down the pike, they were going to have to sell pieces even before they sold Verlander and Price and Cespedes and all those guys. I guess it was the year prior when they did that stuff. The Verlander and JD Martinez were the next year, but it was the year before people were saying hey, what about Fulmer? Well, you can get a huge haul in return. And there were people that want, that were all on board for that.
I was originally 100% with you, too.
And I was not.
No, not do it.
I was like, this doesn't make any sense. No, you've got totally a young stud pitcher. Why on earth would you want to trade him at this point? This is exactly the kind of guy you build your team around. But people were enamored with other people's prospects. They just wanted to sell, sell, sell. And that's what there was initially. Well, then it became something else because of injuries that started to accumulate. So, yeah, if you held that belief back then, you're probably standing pretty tall right now. If you didn't, if you, you know, stuck with it like I did, I feel pretty
But hold on. There's something about, like, these are weird jobs in that we talk about things that we don't want to have happen. I don't want this to happen.
Of course not.
This is terrible news because the Detroit Tigers, they don't have a lot invested financially. From a Tigers perspective, they are not crippled financially because of this. It's not like they signed him to a 12-year, $430 million contract, which Mike Trout signed earlier today. I mean, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say that's the good news, but it's terrible news for Michael Fulmer because Michael Fulmer is a guy, I'm not saying feel sorry for him, but you got to feel bad for a guy before he has gotten out of arbitration years and had a chance to sign a contract.
He actually lost his arbitration this year.
Yeah, he's I'm not going to say done, but where is he in terms of marketability when a contract is up?
Well, he's got no marketability. He has to heal up from the injury and hopefully still be able to pitch at this level. I don't know if he's going to or not. Joel Sherman, who's, you know, follows the Yankees and stuff, he wrote this. The season will begin with Cespedes healing from a double bone spur surgery, Fulmer from Tommy John, and the smallest part of that trade, Luis Sessa, likely in the Yankees rotation. When you go back and look at the trade that the Tigers made when they traded Cespedes to acquire Fulmer. And
this sucks. This is really bad news for the Detroit Tigers. Jamie Edmonds of WDIV Channel 4 just tweeted out this statement from the Tigers. Following a recent bullpen session, Tiger right-hand pitcher Michael Fulmer began to experience right elbow soreness. Based on the results of an MRI after receiving a second opinion from Dr. Andrews, Tommy John surgery has been recommended in order to reconstruct the UCL. Now, you said something earlier about pitchers coming back quicker from Tommy John. Do you have any data or do you just...
It's just off the top of my head, remembering that this used to be a surgery where you were done for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yep.
And now it's not at all. I think it's like a less than a year recovery's time. It's kind of like the ACL surgeries in football. But that's all I'm you know, remembering things. So... It's tough. I mean, here it is, March 19th, and he's done for, obviously, for all of this season, and hopefully he's ready to go for spring training next year.
Do you remember we talked to Michael Fulmer last year at spring training?
Awesome guy.
So easy to root for.
Yeah.
Humble, funny, and continued to struggle. I don't know, man. I don't know. Do I wish they would have traded him? Yeah. Am I mad at him for not trading him? No. Injuries really, there's only likelihoods. Like, there's only a likelihood that a guy's going to get hurt again. A better chance that this guy's going to get hurt than that guy's going to get hurt. But you can't predict these things. You can't. And you got to remember this, though. We got to remember this in the future moving forward. About the delicacy, how delicate... Not the delicacy, but how delicate pitchers can be. And maybe just to all of us, including me, I mean, I don't understand the science at all. Maybe I need to try and learn it. Because does Fulmer's delivery look particularly violent to you?
No.
Does it look like it would be one that puts a ton of stress on the arm?
I guess not, but I don't know what would or what wouldn't. I mean,
well, apparently it is. And trying to train our eyes as to what that looks like. Because I would never have guessed it would have been Fulmer's delivery.
Well, here's what I do know. The harder you throw, I'm guessing the more stress you're putting on your arm. And this is a guy who threw in the high 90s. So, and you, I I'm late to the party and saying maybe we shouldn't be surprised, but you're somebody who identified this years ago because of somebody you talked to and said, told you that, well, he's got to deliver.
I trust the guy.
Yeah.
But that's
fine. But this sucks. You know, on a day we start the show with breaking news where baseball player Mike Trout signs or agrees to a contract extension, a 12-year deal for $430+ million. We're like, wow. And now we've got breaking news in the 1 o'clock hour where Michael Fulmer has to have, or it's recommended that he has Tommy John surgery.
Well, you know what else this is going to do? I was looking at an MLive story, and we were going to do this in its entirety, go through and figure out who's going to be on the team. But after Ryan Carpenter got sent down already today, the rotation was going to be Fulmer, Jordan Zimmermann, Matthew Boyd, Tyson Ross, Matt Moore. Then it was, what do you do with Daniel Norris and Spencer Turnbull?
Well, Daniel Norris has not been very good.
Nope. Spencer Turnbull's probably coming north. This is one of the first pitchers that we will see up here, that one of the starters, right? Am I missing? Am I not thinking of anybody? One of the first starters that has been considered a prospect.
Funkhauser might be another one.
But he'll be one of the first. He's probably coming north with the team now.
Yeah. No, I wonder how they're going to react to this in spring training with, I mean, there's only really a week left, week and a half left of spring training, whatever it is, 8 games or 9 games or something.
Yep.
Does this give somebody else an opportunity? They get like, hey, Bo Burrows, you know,
let's get you fast track.
Some spring training.
Everybody
games
moves up a spot on the food chain. Yeah. You're right. And Turnbull was a second round pick. We saw him pitch against Western Michigan. You remember that a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
When we were doing the show from, it was an off day, and they had some Tiger minor leaguers take on Western Michigan in an exhibition game. And Turnbull looked great. And all right, you're a couple of years out of college. He pitched at Alabama. And a couple of years out of college, when you're still a pitcher and now you're a pro, you should look great against a MAC school. And he did. But I bet he comes north with the team, and he might even get a spot on the rotation, and Daniel Norris becomes a swing arm. The spot starts and comes out of the bullpen long relief. If you're just joining us, Michael Fulmer, Tommy John surgery done for the year. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.